Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it's Election Eve. Today is Election Eve. Perhaps many of you have already voted. And perhaps many of you are still undecided. And perhaps many of you are simply discouraged. Well, I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be determined and committed. Committed to freedom and independence. I'm going to steal a phrase today from an article, which I'll share with you later in the show. The author, Dr. Marilyn Singleton, reminded us that while the left would have us believe their ways are ways of compassion, you need to remember that control is in that compassion, and it is not independence or freedom. Socialist officials and candidates are infiltrating our government. The Democrat Party is proudly calling themselves socialists. Here in America, proudly calling themselves socialists. And if that's a good thing, as if it's a good thing, claiming to legislate under compassion when they really just want control. Your vote in tomorrow's election will determine socialism or freedom, government control or individual independence, sovereignty. Be aware not just of the candidates, but those amendments and propositions on the ballot as well. Will they improve your life? Or will they put additional burdens on we the people, in your community as well as nationally? In Missouri, we have on the ballot Clean Missouri. This has nothing to do with clean, nothing whatsoever. It's a false flag, unless you say clean sweep. It is a redistricting of the precincts, combining rural with city so that it will interfere with the Electoral College. By the cities, where population is higher, think about this. It is a sneaky way of control and removing your individual voice. I have tried to get someone on the air to talk about it, and I thought he was against it. But after numerous phone calls and texts, he still has not gotten back with us to be on the air about it, which makes me a little suspicious of Clean Missouri. On December 23rd, 1776, Thomas Paine wrote The Crisis. And here's just a bit of what he wrote. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, and I kind of want you to think of the socialism of today. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us all cases in all cases whatsoever. Think about that. Let's just say government over Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that manner is not slavery, then is there not such a thing as slavery upon the earth? even the expression of emptiness, for so unlimited a power can belong only to God. I shall conclude this paper with some miscellaneous remarks on the state of our affairs, and shall begin with asking the following question. Why is it that the enemy have left the New England provinces and made these middle ones the seat of war? The answer is easy. New England is not infested with Tories, and we are. I have been tender in raising the cry against these men and used numberless arguments to show them their danger. But it will not do to sacrifice a world either to their folly or to their baseness. The period is now arrived in which either they or we must change our sentiments, or one or both must fall. Before the line of irrecoverable separation drawn between us, let us reason the matter together. And he goes on in this, and of course, there is much more of this writing. And he was addressing the volatile atmosphere and the war, the Revolutionary War, for which much blood was shed, to give you today, you, we the people of today, freedom and independence from a tyrannical government. And we do that with our vote at the polls, at your local precincts. Alas, we have failed to honor and keep the sacrifices of those so sacred. Tomorrow is an important election. You're voting for your independence. When you cast your vote tomorrow, it will not only affect today and you, but all our tomorrows, and those tomorrows of our children and our grandchildren and the future generations of this nation. I believe it is this serious. If you vote Democrat tomorrow, you're voting for socialism and slavery. They have told you that that's what they are. Republicans, well, they are less than desirable as well. But they are not openly claiming socialism. It is the first time in my life to vote a straight ticket. And I'm not voting Republican so that Republicans will win. I'm voting against the Democrats, the Socialist Party, so that Americans will not lose. Tomorrow is Election Day, and I beg you to vote. There are many things that will be on the ballot. There are many things that they're telling us that we need to look at when we vote. And they're talking about health care. That's back in the forefront. They're talking about immigration, and of course we know we have a crisis in that matter. And the crisis isn't just the crisis of the caravan coming over the border. The crisis is in the D.C. occupiers, who continue to ignore the laws, who continue to bump up the legislation to bring in more legal immigrants. It's completely out of control, to where you, the American citizen, have no rights above others who are in here illegally, who are breaking the laws. So tomorrow, like I said, I'm not voting for Republicans. I'm voting against the Socialist Party of the Democrats, and I will not give one Democrat a vote, even if it's a good guy, until they get out of that party or they straighten it out. And the Republicans are globalists, so they're right in there as well. We're headed into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Your calls are welcome. Tomorrow is Election Day. Today is Election Eve. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to talk to Neil from Missouri first. Real quickly, Neil, on the 14th Amendment, I didn't want to concentrate just solely on that today. I do want to do a show just on that, but I want your opinion. So let's talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment, obviously, when you read it, anybody can read plain English, you know, it flat out says that the persons they're talking about are those who are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, speaking subject, meaning subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. Well, these illegals that are coming in here, they're not subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. They haven't taken the oath of loyalty to the United States. Mm. They're agents of a foreign power. And the one case they cite, from 1787 or 97, there was a Supreme Court decision that said the baby of Chinese immigrants was allowed to be a citizen, but that's because those Chinese were legal residents. So they had already subjected themselves to the jurisdiction of the U.S. government.
When you say legal...
All these illegals in here, none of them have made themselves subject to the U.S. government.
Okay. Now, when we say legal resident, what does that mean? Because they,
now,
they...
legal resident is somebody who has a green card. In other words,
okay.
They have the right to work
okay.
here.
Gotcha.
Applied for a job, they've gone through the procedures, you know, they're registered to pay their taxes and all that kind of stuff. So
if they're in here on a visa, that is legal, and if they give birth then that child...
No.
Okay.
Well, they have to be a work visa, not a visitor's visa.
Okay, gotcha.
Different kinds of visas.
Okay,
if
gotcha.
If they're just here visiting, you know, if they're just here on a visitor's pass, basically, they are foreign... subjects. They are not subjects of the U.S. government
okay.
any more than the people at the embassy are.
All right. All right. Well, that's, you know, we know that it was never intended to mean anybody who stepped on this soil and gave birth had citizenship. The child had citizenship, which means they can bring their parents in and their grandparents and the grandparents and the cousins and everybody else. And so we know that that's not what was intended by our founding fathers. And I do want to do a show on that, and also about the executive order, whether that is legal or not regarding the birthright. And I have an article on it, which I have not been able to study yet this morning, that has couple of different opinions on, and of course the author that's writing it, he says it is okay, and the other guy says it's not. Alan Dershowitz, he says it's not. He says birthright means just cross the board. Anybody comes in here and gives birth, gets, you know, and I don't believe that either. So,
yeah, that's not what it says, and that because Trump is doing this to force the issue into the U.S. Supreme Court.
I agree.
The issue has never been ruled on before.
And it needs to be.
Like I said, the closest they ever came was that case of Chinese residents. You got to remember, when they brought those millions of Chinese in here to build the railroads, they were on loan from the Chinese government. It was not intended for them to migrate to the United States, and the Chinese government never intended them to migrate. They were simply here
to
on
work.
Temporary visitor's pass in order to do work here and then go home.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to do a show on this and talk about it in depth here pretty soon. I appreciate it. Thank you, Neil.
Okay.
We're going to go to Susan in Illinois. Susan, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I'd like to comment on the governor's election we've got here. I've already done the early voting, such as it is. I don't know if it'll really do any good, though. You know, the choice we've got. Rauner, the Republican, now he has pretty well betrayed the Christian conservatives because he promised not to send any money to Planned Parenthood, which he did. And okay, he hasn't solved the budget crisis in any way. And the ads even say, wasn't this the guy who said if he couldn't solve it in 4 years to send him home? Well, I guess that's what we better do. I mean, he's really failed us financially. He's got the budget. We're back in the millions again in debt. He hasn't solved that. And as you probably remember, he didn't really support Trump in the 2016 election anyway. He kind of half-heartedly now, I guess, goes along, but he doesn't really support Trump either.
Well, even the Democrats, you know, Claire McCaskill, she's a Trump supporter now.
Yeah, well, and then the other choice, J.B. Pritzker, Madigan's boy there. No, he's already promised that he will raise taxes, only on the rich, of course. You know, that's anybody who's got money. He can scrounge up. But this is the guy who famously, they wrote about him. I think John Cass even mentioned him in the Chicago Tribune there about how this is the guy who bought the mansion next door to him and then had the plumbing removed so that he could pay less taxes on his property. Now, there's a hypocrite for you. So I know I don't want him, so what choice did I have? So I voted for Sam McCann, who's on the conservative ballot, and he's pro-life and seems to have an integrity-based platform. So I said, well, this guy's going to lose, but I'll just vote for him for conscience. Sake, what can you do?
I know, and I've always done that. This time is, like I said, this is the first time I'm going to vote straight ticket, and it's not because I'm voting for Republicans. It's because I'm voting against the Democrat Socialist Party and trying to make a statement in that way. But, you know, we've got to get the Republican Party straightened out as well, because they're just as bad in some respects. They're just not socialists. They're globalists, which isn't good either. But I appreciate the call, Susan. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Beth.
Thank you. I have another article here, an article that I really love the writings of these doctors from this particular group, and she has written, of course, you know, the Democrats can't make the economy an issue, but they can keep on the health care issue because that's not all straightened out yet. And if they get elected, they have already promised they will reinstate those things that President Trump took out regarding the restrictions with Obamacare, forcing you to buy it whether you wanted it or not, and fining you if you don't, and some other things with it as well. Well, she has written, this is Dr. Marilyn Singleton, a really good article on the health care, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it has a lot to do with how you might vote tomorrow. She says, health care is a political football of the midterm elections. But unlike the game of football, there are no rules. And the goal is to win, not for the benefit of the team, which would be the voters, she says, but to gain status and power. Politicians are looking for a soundbite that catapults them into the spotlight. Spartacus was a dud. People like free stuff. Let's try free Medicare for all, of course. The ads won't mention that the taxes will be doubled and private health insurance is essentially outlawed. Now think about that. That's what this is really leading up to. She says currently 8 bills proposing variations of federally sponsored health care are on the horizon. If one bill fails, another one is in the queue. The government's attempts to improve our health care system by top-down control of doctors and their patients has failed. For example, electronic medical records meant to streamline and make medicine more efficient have done the opposite. They are costly, non-inoperable, and waste 50% of doctors' time. Insurers exited the ACA marketplace, decreasing choice and competition. Lower insurance premiums were a pipe dream, while the profits of pharmaceutical companies and insurers soared. Remember that. That's what happened. Many people were unable to afford insurance and certainly could not keep their doctor whom they liked. Not only is it prohibitively expensive, but central control will bring use of more government guidelines, some of which have proven to not be in patients' best interest. For example, she says, in contrast to private medical organizations, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends biannual mammograms for those over 50 years of age. That's every other year. Yet the incidence rates, this was something I did not know, for invasive breast cancer in women under age 50 has increased since the mid-1990s, and breast cancer is more common in African-American women than white women in the under 45 age group. Likely ignited by the limited choices of ACA exchanges, the personalized medical care movement was gaining steam. Accordingly, the Trump administration made increasing health care freedoms a key priority. She says a year ago, President Donald Trump released an executive order promoting health care choice and competition across the states. And immediately when he got in, if you remember, he removed the penalty clause. She says, first, the president expanded association health plans, increasing the options for small business. Second, she says, last week was a new rule to expand health reimbursement arrangements. And we're going to run out of time and hit the commercial break here. It is a lengthy article, and I think you should read it. I'm going to share a little bit more of it with you. You need to go to health. I'll tell you what. I'll put it on Facebook, and I'll put it as a blog on my show page so you can see it. Go to csctalkradio.com. You're listening to csctalkradio.com with Beth Ann. The phone lines are open. It is Election Eve. It's very important that you vote tomorrow. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to just finish up this article. I'm not going to go through the entire thing. I'm going to come to the end here. She says, in this brave new world of providing broad access to excellent but affordable health care, medical care, the financially and physically vulnerable are not forgotten. There could be a tax credit or donation. She's talking about how she would fix it to charitable organizations that pay medical bills, modeled on tuition tax credits up to a limit separate from the medical expense account. If Americans still want a third party to insure them for health-related needs, they would still have that option as well. She says not to be fooled by sound bites. Control is not compassion. Turning over our lives to other places, us to others, places us at their mercy. She says the happiest people, even the disabled and chronically ill, are those who have control. The feeling that life's activities are self-chosen. She goes on and finishes, but I wanted to share with you a few numbers. And now this is coming from the Daily Signal about the cost of what Medicare for everyone. What that means is socialized medicine. Again, back to the socialism. But they're finding out it's going to be costly. It says here that in the James Madison Institute in Florida that they found in their studies that the state legislature enacted single-payer program, it would have to increase its sales tax from the current 6% Are you sitting down? To 39% to meet the increasing needs for the spending. North Carolina legislators sponsoring a single-payer bill withdrew it from consideration after North Carolina General Assembly's Fiscal Research Division found that the total cost of the proposal would hit $72 billion, of which the state would bear $41.9 billion in cost. Officials in Sanders' home state, because, you know, Bernie Sanders is the one pushing this, which is Vermont, they tried to make their state the first in the nation to create a single-payer health care system. But according to an official state analysis, the proposal would have cost a total of $4.3 billion, with the state's cost reaching $2.6 billion. And that was going to increase their tax from 9.5% to 11.5%. Colorado found the same problem, and so did the state of California and New York, and it goes on and on and on. It says slogans like Medicare for All might fit nicely on a bumper sticker or a T-shirt. There is not, but there is a lot more to serious policy making. It's going to cost, and it's not going to be efficient, as the doctor suggested and pointed out in her article. And I'm going to tell you the name of that article. It has to do with the football. Healthcare is this year's political football. That's what they're standing on. That's what they're claiming. And it's not going to work. That's what Obamacare was supposed to be in the first place. It was designed for everybody to fail, so that it would bring it down to the one payer, and that would be the government. Socialized medicine. Other countries have it and don't like it. Some say it's okay. I mean, it's kind of like here, you know, I'm okay, I'm not, it's okay. What's it going to be for the future? Don't just think about the now. What's it going to be for the future? Well, this is an article from Genevieve Wood. It's also the Daily Signal, and I wanted to throw out her ideas here to you. So put your phone number down, 877-895-5410, or just sit back and think about this a little bit. She's got three big differences that she claims are from conservatives and progressives. We have a phone call, though, real quick. We're going to go to Larry in Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I just want to give a little comfort to the Republicans here. The 70th year of Israel's existence coming up here shortly, it falls in Trump's election period. Well, I'm saying that the Republicans got to win.
Well, I agree. But then we got to stay on them because they're not necessarily the good guys.
Well, they fall for the MC they put in Israel. It's all falling in line.
All right. Well, we'll have
thank
to see.
You.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to hold off. I know Roger's holding. Roger, I want to get started with this before you. Well, no, let's go ahead and go to Roger before I start with this. Let's go to Roger in New Mexico.
Okay. Real quick, I wanted to say something about the Democratic Socialist Party. If you look up the definition of Nazi, here's what you get. National Socialist Party. People yeah. need to know that and think about that before they vote.
But they call Trump the Nazi. Come on.
Well, that's BS. You know that?
Yeah. Usually they're guilty of what they're accusing others of doing, and that's exactly what we're witnessing.
But if you put Nazi definition in the computer and it comes up with this, National Socialist Party.
Okay.
Now, there
right.
you are.
All right. Thank you.
Black and white.
Thank you, Roger. Okay. So this young woman, she puts three differences between conservatives and progressives. And her first one is conservatives and progressives have different views about individuals and communities. She says the conservatives ask, what can I do for myself, my family, my community, and my fellow citizens? Now, this is her opinions, okay? We know, we've heard it takes a village, and we know that your children belong to the community. We've heard that from the left. Progressives ask, what is unfair? What am I owed? What has offended me today? And what must my country do for me? And if you remember the Democrat president that once said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that was Robert Kennedy. JF Kennedy. Traditional American ethic of achievement gives way to the progressive ethic of aggrievement. As opposed to a variety of individuals making up one American community, progressives seek to place individuals in a variety of competing communities. The first creates unity, and the second is identity politics. And I watched, I'm going to give him credit today. I watched Mark Levin last night, and he's the one that gave me the idea of Thomas Paine and reading that particular paragraph or two from Thomas Paine. I think I read a little more than he did. And I have been saying for a long time, since I've been on the air, that labeling us is separating us, divide and conquer. And that's what the progressive have in mind. And it is a socialistic view. So instead of looking at us as a group of Americans, they're looking at us as whether it's your gender or your color or your lifestyle or where you live, you know, the deplorables, or regardless, they just continue to label and separate us. Because I think they know, once we figure it out, and maybe Americans are starting to figure it out, we're just one. One nation under God. But they don't like that, the conservatives. Okay, that was Beth's spin on top of this. Number two, she says, and we're going into a break, so we're going to think about this. Conservatives and progressives have different views about diversity and choice. Well, we know they have a different view on choice. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You can join us by 877-895-5410. This is Election Eve. Tomorrow is an important election day. Will you vote so that America will not lose? 877-895-5410. We will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go over these last two differences, she says. This is coming from Genevieve Wood. The second one, she says, conservatives and progressives have different views about diversity and choice. She says, for progressives, different ethnicities and gender identities are welcomed, but a variety of opinions and ideas are not welcome. Just look at the two areas of public life dominated by the left, she says. On college campuses, free speech is under attack. If you're conservative working at a social media company or using one of their platforms to share your views, you may find your job eliminated or your account deleted. She says when it comes to choice, progressives love the word, but they don't want to apply it to our decisions on education, health care, or even how and where we live out our religious faith. Conservatives take a different approach. Parents, not the zip code they live in, should choose the school that is best for their children. We all need health care, but we don't all need the same kind or same amount. And while people should be free to live as they choose, no one should be forced to endorse or celebrate those choices if it violates their religious beliefs. She says, as she concludes that particular section, conservatives say people should have choices. Progressives say one political solution fits all. On the third point she has here, and that's the final point, is conservatives and progressives have different views of, a term that I use a lot, we the people. Whether it is the Second Amendment, immigration, or putting limits on abortion, if we the people don't pass laws progressives approve, they turn to judges, executive orders, government bureaucrats behind closed doors to overturn the will of the voters. Now, the majority of American people, lest we think progressives and conservatives are only Republicans and Democrats, put that thought aside. We have witnessed that the majority of the American people are not necessarily pro-abortion. Yet we are led to believe that they are. And they call it pro-choice. But the majority of the American people also do not want to have the federal government, which is your tax dollars, paying for abortions, even if you are pro-choice. Yet, the legislators refused, I guess they're the ones who put it in there, and they refused to take it out, the funding of your tax dollars for Planned Parenthood. It says here, whatever you may think about the wisdom of hiking in the minimum wage, of hiking the minimum wage, not hiking in the minimum wage, banning plastic straws, or removing controversial historical monuments. Conservatives believe voters closest to the issues in that community should be the ones making those decisions for the communities, not the lawmakers. She sums it up here by saying, conservatives believe in individual rights, not special rights. Conservatives believe in allowing Texas to be Texas and Vermont to be Vermont. And conservatives believe we the people can vote with our feet about where we want to live and what laws we want to live under. Tomorrow is an election day. It is an important election today, and unfortunately, we keep saying that more and more and more each election day. Because we are going farther and farther and farther down the socialist tube, where individual rights, which is what the Electoral College is about, the voice of the few, not to be overdone by the many. Whether it is about that, socialized medicine, where the government gets into the business of your health, your religion, all the things they were supposed to stay out of. Each election day, we are farther down that hole and being controlled by government, by elected officials who believe themselves to be above the law, and are making money making the laws. Remember what a wise listener said, those who make the laws practice the laws. And if you remember, and this has a lot of the people on the Republican side or Trump side, let's put it that way, energized to go out and vote tomorrow, because we have been lied to and we have been the curtain has been taken back so that we could really see, if we already did not see, the hypocrisy. So when the senator, I think she's a senator, from Hawaii got up and made, I'm speaking of the Kavanaugh hearings, when she said that not only should women be heard, they need to be believed. And the man that was sitting in the hot seat that day, he was guilty without any evidence in her eyes. Of course, that was a political thing. But then just recently, the woman, she calls herself Jane Doe, she came out and said that she lied the whole time. She was in second accused, not a second one, but she was one of the other accusers that came out and said that Brett Kavanaugh had raped her. She came out and admitted that she lied. Not only did she lie, she had never, ever met the man. Not only do they need to be heard, they need to be believed. I don't think so. I think maybe you need to have a little more respect for men. And maybe the women should have a little bit more respect for themselves. But in America, all of us are innocent until proven guilty. But that's another thing down that hole that we have gotten farther and farther away from. Tomorrow is election day. Most of you will have voted before you ever hear me when I go on the air. I'm going to have Greg Owens here. We're going to talk about his adventures in Washington. It's going to be interesting. Thursday, we're going to have another trivia contest on the Constitution. Pam and Dave Baird will be back with us. And tomorrow, Wednesday, Melody Cedarstrom and I will talk about what happened during the election. You need to vote. Don't be discouraged. Be determined to be a good patriot. Stand on independence and freedom and sovereignty and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.